Indigenous people have been traumatised by invasion and centuries of disrespect. They've also been riven by the depredations of the worst of Australian white society being imposed upon them in the most horrific ways over many years.
And so you'll be giving a keynote speech at this First Nations conference in Townsville. What are you going to be speaking about?
I'll be speaking about effectively the inappropriate way in which the legal system is applied to Indigenous situations. We seem to be more concerned to impose our will and to have Indigenous people pay due allegiance to the Crown than to ensure that there are positive outcomes for them. We spend more money on incarceration than we do on assisting them to integrate into a what is essentially still a foreign culture. And we seem to be sending people to jail for infractions of the legal system, which don't by themselves constitute antisocial behaviour. The reason why they were sent to jail in the first place has got to do with just breaches of the letter of the law rather than a real crime which has a victim.
And what do you see as an alternative to this way of treating certain types of crimes?
Well, in Canada, they've introduced Indigenous low security prisons, which are effectively administered by Indigenous people themselves. And since we've been privatising jails throughout Australia, that might be a good start.
And you don't think people outside might think that that's a special treatment of a certain group in society or something like that?
No, I think it's especially bad treatment of Indigenous people. They came here, it was their country. In other countries, funnily enough, you know, if you go to the Middle East, you'll find that even in a country like Israel, the Muslims will run their own family law system, and they'll have religious courts that operate parallel to the general state laws. But there has to be some sort of adjustment between the Indigenous people's ordinary way of behaving and our way of behaving. After all, we imposed ourselves on them. We came to Australia and we sought to subjugate and dominate.
And it'll be interesting because there'll also be some speakers from North America coming to give their perspective as well.
Well, they've certainly in Canada and in some of the areas of the United States like Montana and Wyoming where they've been, and Arizona where there've been substantial Indian populations, a much greater degree of progress has been made over recent years. But you only have to compare the position of blacks in America and the rapid social advancement which they've achieved since the 60s. And generally speaking, weren't as unfamiliar or as alienated to the prevailing culture as Indigenous Australians have been.
And I also just wanted to ask about Lex Wotton, because he'll be able to speak publicly here. I know he's a member of the panel that's going to be answering questions after you've spoken, but do you know if he's going to be talking about anything in particular or if there's a particular message he's going to raise?
Well, Lex's focus has always been to see that Indigenous people are given the economic weapons to advance themselves without having their communities dismantled. So, in other words, I know that he's always wanted to have some of the services which are provided, for example, the 3,000 people on Palm Island by the state government, privatised, but privatised to essentially Indigenous cooperatives, such as having the local store run by Aboriginal people from their own community, having the barge and transportation systems operated by Indigenous people, because after all, they're the people that mainly consume these services.